In the wake of the bushfires, it's never been more important for young Australians to have a keen sense of ecological awareness. However, despite Australia's bounty of unique and fascinating wildlife, it's likely that children might know more about dinosaurs than dugongs. So what can be done about children's nature stories to help foster this ecological awareness? To explain further is Kirsten Paris, Professor of Urban Ecology in the School of Ecosystems and Forest Sciences at the University of Melbourne. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Australia is home to more than 1 million species, but also has the fourth highest level of species extinction in the world. Can you tell us more about what this statistic says about Australia?
Well, it's a very sad number, and it shows that while we have the most amazing ecosystems and wildlife in the world, perhaps not everybody in Australia is valuing it as we should. And worldwide, there is something known as the biodiversity crisis. So we've had lots of extinctions elsewhere, but Australia's extinction rate is quite high. And my colleague and I, Aisha Talik, are hoping to turn that around by increasing ecological awareness amongst our young people in Australia through stories.
And what effect have things like invasive species or climate change had on native Australian animals?
Well, there are a number of key threats to our biodiversity, and you've named two of them. Invasive species are a big problem, particularly invasive predators that threaten many of our small mammal species, and then lots of invasive plants as well. And climate change is really coming on top of other threats, such as habitat loss and introduced diseases as well. And it kind of is turning into a cocktail of things that our plants and animals have to face.
And you mentioned there that your focus now is on educating young Australians. So what kind of knowledge base does it seem young Australians have about Australian flora and fauna?
Well, it's perhaps not as strong as we would like. There are certain groups of animals that capture people's imaginations from a young age. So everyone's familiar with the koala, the kangaroo, and bilbies have now got a bit of a higher profile these days. And sharks, snakes and spiders, things that might harm you, have also got a bit of a following. But there are vast numbers of other creatures and plants out there that aren't so well known. And my particular area of research focuses on frogs, and I love Australia's frogs. We've got about 250 species. Many people can't tell the difference between a cane toad and a native frog, and that's where we'd really like to change things around. And if we can get our young people interested in Australian nature and Australian species, then hopefully that will flow through to the other generations as well.
And in your article, you reference a study known as the Pokemon Study. Can you explain the study and its findings?
Yes, so that study was done a number of years ago, and it demonstrated that young children could identify many different species just from pictures, but it turned out that they were Pokemon animals rather than real species. So young children in primary school have the ability to identify hundreds of different things if they're exposed and if they're given interesting stories about what's living with us here in our own space on our own continent.
We're speaking with Kirsten Paris from the University of Melbourne about the ecological awareness in young Australians. So how do we begin to foster an excitement around Australian nature and species?
Well, I think through story, as in fictional stories, and there are some really beautiful stories available, for example, some written by Christina Booth, who is an author we collaborated with at a workshop last year, where we brought ecologists together with authors to think about ways we could bring our ecological knowledge and their skill of storytelling and illustration together. And then there's also a number of titles out there available more in the non-fiction space for kids. So, again, about sharks and snakes and the things that might bite you, but also about our other wildlife. So there's there are some resources available, but they tend to have a lower profile than, say, animals or stories about animals such as elephants and hippopotamuses, and then there's the farmyard animals are always pretty prominent in the children's literature, sheep and pigs and ducks and the like.
We know that more extensive information and storytelling is likely to have a big impact on young Australians, but how quickly might we see a change if this is acted on soon?
Well, I'd like to see it turned around fairly quickly. Aisha and I lead a section of the Ecological Society of Australia known as the Science Communication Research Chapter, and we're all about getting our members, ecologists, communicating science in lots of different ways, really accessible ways, including to children. So we've been setting up activities for our members, but we'd also really like to see maybe in the next 5 years a swathe of new children's books that have real ecological stories that tell our young people about the species in Australia and how they've adapted to the unique environment we have here.
And for people out there who maybe are in contact with young children now, have some sort of impact on the way that they're being educated, what would you recommend in the near future that they can do?
Well, have a look around for stories written by Australian authors about our species here. And Aisha and I are actually compiling a list of great stories, and we hope to link that to the article on the conversation that we published last week. So that would be a good resource. But if you ask your local librarian or bookseller, they often have really great inside knowledge about local literature, and they can point parents and grandparents and carers in the direction of some really interesting stories that they could be reading to their children and grandchildren.
Well, Kirsten, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.